It's like herd of cats to get everybody at the table, isn't it?
I know.
It's 9:15. This is Monday, March 8, 2010. I'll call the Commissioners Court meeting, regular meeting to order. The record will note that our notices have been posted for the appropriate amount of time preceding the start of this meeting. Let's stand for the flag and the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Fields, if you're good, then please.
Yes, sir. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and all your many blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to be at this court today, and we carry on the people's business decisions we make. We pray that will be for the best interest of the people of this county. And dear Heavenly Father, we pray for our leaders of this country and all over the world. We pray for our men and women that's overseas. We pray that they might have a safe journey home. Dear Heavenly Father, just be always be with us, guide us, and protect us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We welcome all of you to our meeting this morning. We'll attempt to proceed through our agenda as quickly as possible. I think we set a record last time, meeting length. So hopefully we'll be able to move through these items fairly quickly. Item number one, public comments and or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with Section 551.042 of the Open Meetings Act. We have a request from Sue Evanwell to speak to us. Good morning.
Good morning, Judge Russell and Commissioners.
Good morning.
My name is Sue Evanwell. I'm currently the chairman of the Titus County Republican Party. And the reason that I'm here today is because of an incident that occurred on February 11th at the Election Administrator's Office. I received a call from one of the early voting clerks saying that all the campaign signs that were placed at the poll had to be picked up, that there
consider and possibly approve proclamation proclaiming April 2010 as Shop Titus County Month. Martin Bell, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today. The purpose of my appearance today is to ask you to honor the month of April as Shop Titus County Month. Shop Titus County is a bi-local campaign that can really trace its roots back to 4 years ago from Mr. Hal Hess and some other business leaders. Ran a series of radio and television ads and proclaimed all the benefits of shopping locally.
How long ago was that?
It was over 20 years ago.
Oh, I thought you said 40.
This campaign has already been endorsed by all local financial institutions. The Chamber of Commerce will consider this month. The city of Mount Pleasant passed a similar resolution this last week. And what we want to do is really work raise awareness and take it to another level. We're talking about building yard signs, kind of like you see on campaign signs, bumper stickers, door stickers, newspaper ads, radio ads. You really use a logo like this. Stop shopping, go shop as a town. And by taking it to the level like that, I like to refer to the shop local on steroids, really raising awareness and making sure everybody knows the benefits of shopping local. When somebody spends $100 in our community, $2 in sales tax goes to support the infrastructure in our area. That means better city parks, better fire departments. That money spent outside of our area, they're going to put somebody else in the department. I know if my house is on fire, I'm going to be able to put a fire department there is to come and take care of that. And also, of course, keeping jobs here and developing new jobs is very important, and that's really the impetus behind the whole campaign. Studies have shown that when consumers spend their money with locally owned independent businesses, those dollars stay in the community at about three times the rate of what they would in chain stores. We're not just trying to limit it to locally owned independent businesses, but I'd rather spend your money at Walmart in Titus County than Walmart in Gilmer. Because obviously, if you spend your money outside of the community, zero stakes here. So that's really the kind of overview of the campaign.
Any questions?
I don't have any. And I'd like that motion we declare April the Titus County, stay in Titus County month.
Second.
Shop in Titus County, I'll get right with you.
I have one question, Martin. Would you be available in May to promote a campaign about no dumping of tires and trash in the county? We'll get together. We need a big push on that, too.
I will say this. I had a lady at Saltella that told me that she came to Mount Pleasant shop, so that I encouraged her to continue to do that, and I told her to tell all her friends to come over here. We'd love to have it.
Our small businesses definitely need our support more so now than any time, at least the last 25 years. I've heard several say it, so very important.
I have a motion and a second to approve the proclamation proclaiming April 2010 as Shop Titus County Month. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number four, consider possible approval of acceptance of bids on dump truck, ton and a half flatbed truck for precinct three. This was done through the state bid process.
Yes.
We have a bid on the I guess the first one is the dump truck.
That's the ton and a half.
Ton and a half.
And those are all cabin chassis.
Oh, okay. On the ton and a half, the bid is $33,101. The other bid is $52,041.
Which one is which?
This is ton.
Who is from, sir, for the minutes?
Pardon?
Who the bid's from for the minutes?
Philpott Motor Company through the state government bid process.
I'd also like to say that I was going through
Guaranty Bank to finance this through. So that, and I was going to borrow $125,000 for 30 months at 4.25%.
Okay.
And my payments would be $4,400 a month. I'm going to have the beds put on here locally, here in Titus County. So,
okay,
I'll have that done on that.
So both of these are cab and chassis, right?
Both of them are cab and chassis, yes, sir.
All right.
I'm in dire needs of a truck. I'm having to borrow one from Precinct 1 right at the moment. And
does it give you trouble?
We're happy to help out.
Yeah, I but I'd like to make that a motion.
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Hinton, seconded by Commissioner Fields, to accept the bids on the dump truck and the ton and a half flatbed truck that were submitted to us, and to approve the financing with Guaranty Bank. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number 5, consider possibly approve moving the veteran's office to the basement and enlarging the adult probation office to include the current veteran's office on the first floor. I know we discussed this kind of briefly in the past, but I felt like we needed action by the court here to make this happen. Makes sense. The adult probation office is just bursting at the seams, and this office is right across the hall from the current adult probation office, and would be very suitable at this point to enlarge their office to include it. And I know in the past we've discussed the need to get an architect in here, or our engineer or someone, to look at all at the annex and current setup of all the offices, but this kind of that's going to take time, and yeah, adult probation really needs some extra space at this point.
I'd like to just say one thing. At some point we want to move them where they're all back together and have enough space to, but at the present time I'm going to make the motion that we go ahead and let them move across and have that office over there. And with the understanding at some point we will probably try to find him a better place and have him split up like that.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to approve using the current veterans office on the first floor as part of adult probation, and to move the veterans office down to Ron Stagg's old office in the basement. Second,
yes. Yes, sir.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, seconded by Commissioner Hinton, to approve the relocation of those offices and, well, the addition to adult probation and relocation of the veterans office. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. John?
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Item number 6, consider and possibly approve the request from TRMC for reimbursement on mental health case filing fees as a result of the recent Attorney General's opinion. Carl, y'all are still trying to reconcile what the hospital says they're entitled to. Yeah.
Is this a fee that we approved? Did we approve this fee or did we not? I remember us talking about it way back, but I don't remember what ever happened. Did we just?
No, there was a request for an AG opinion to determine.
Yeah.
An AG opinion said we couldn't do it. And now the hospital says
they want their money back?
Yeah.
Now, anyway, is the state going to give us their money back that we had to give them?
Huh?
Is the state going to give us the money back that we gave them?
I doubt it. They don't ever, do they?
That might be another fight down the road.
Well, if the Attorney General's opinion says that, and we question this from the word go, whether we need to be charging this fee and then taking the fee and paying it to the state, because that's an entity, charging an entity. And I don't think we were asked, could we do this? I think we were told this is what we do. And since we all took oaths to obey the laws of the state of Texas, it really galls me sometimes that we have to do this. But I agree with the Attorney General's opinion. I don't think it should be charged.
Well, it's probably too early to try to take any action on this. We probably need to table. Let Carl.
Will you?
Have we got anything from them telling us how much they think we owe?
Yeah, there's a letter in the packet.
In the packet, $29,000.
All that money went to the state.
That's dollars.
Do what?
All that money went to the state.
No, it's part of it.
I know that I'm not the partist, but I'm the one that's collecting this fee, and I can tell you $29,000 is almost double what I had in 2007 or 2008 when we actually took on those fees in the office. Prior to that was that contract that they had signed agreeing to do that. So I would think it would be wise to at least consider the contract that was signed between the hospital and the county, which I had nothing to do with. And then I do have the fees and the totals in my reporting. Again, that's just something to throw out there.
Well, that, you know, you and Carl can get together and determine exactly what our numbers state.
And
well, a lot of this goes back to 2005, 2006, and that was.
I'm just saying there's a contract between this county and the hospital. I have that contract. I provided it to y'all the last time.
Do you have it signed?
Yes.
Yeah, there was a contract.
Well, I have the document with their signatures. And
see, since the state had this, Tim got with the hospital and they worked out an agreement. And, you know, basically what it amounts to is we're collecting fees for the state, and then some of the money goes for the secretarial work and work that's involved in there, and then we send the rest to the state. But anyway,
I would suggest we postpone action until another meeting.
We're going to have to determine exactly how much to be reimbursed and to see if the state's going to pay us back.
So are you moving to table Mr. Boggs?
I will.
Second.
Motion and a second to table. Item number 6, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item number 7, discuss and possibly take action on reimbursement for cell phone.
Hey, Judge, I put that on there. Talking with Carl, we tried to get the best buy that we could get for the people that use the county cell phones. And we went out, and I don't remember, it was $36 and stuff. But we do have several people that use their own personal phones, and what I'm trying to do is be consistent with everybody. If they're going to use their own personal phone for other things besides the county and stuff, that way we can reimburse them whatever the funds would be. And my suggestion would be let's get one bill in and see exactly what the bill's going to come to per phone. It's 36, but I'm sure there's something added on there for some reason, taxes or something. After we get that first bill in, we might be able to have a little bit better feel what each. We can reimburse those that wants to use their own phone.
You're talking about reimbursing for the amount that the others are charged?
Yes, sir.
Through the contract?
Yes, sir. Through the contract.
What's the IRS policy? Or do they even
decision, that determination?
Will the IRS auditor?
Yeah.
That's part of their deal right now.
Last time they were here, they didn't have, they had not come up with a policy yet, and they did the audit.
I thought they had a policy, and they said they was not, they were not enforcing it at that time, that we were.
Whatever, they weren't, they didn't have a policy, they were enforcing it, so she didn't bother with this no more. But, you know, at some point, we'd have to reconcile some kind of procedure that's acceptable, like we have with travel allowances.
Yeah.
Travel allowances and stuff. We all call what number is, but.
When are they?
I'll certainly bring that up here again.
Okay, when are they supposed to be here, Carl?
I don't know, I've got a call this week.
Oh, okay. Well, what we probably need to do on this, Judge, is just table this for right now, and till we can get some more information.
It might be 90 days.
That's fine. And also, we'll have, at that time, we'll have a bill that we can see what it would, the ratio would be for each person. I make a motion to table this at this time.
Sure, second.
Second.
Let me make the comment that as a person who uses his own phone, is reimbursed by the county, I'm certainly fine with whatever an average of the group is. If, you know, that could be determined, you know, I think that's a fair compensation.
Okay.
Have a motion and a second. Motion by Commissioner Field, seconded by Commissioner Hinton to table item number 7. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item number 8, consider possibly approve renewal of life insurance coverage.
Hey, I got two, I guess.
Your life insurance renews on 3/1. Your current life insurance, your basic employer paid life insurance, as well as your voluntary life insurance, which is the insurance that the employees can purchase at their cost. All renews on 3/1. Your current policy is with Sun Life and has insurance for more than 5 years. And they have given you what the industry calls a rate pass, which means that they've kept your in-force rate and have guaranteed to do that for the next 24 months. So you have no rate increase, and you're guaranteed to have that same rate for the next 24 months for what the employer pays for, what the county pays for, and what the employee pays for if you buy the additional life insurance. We typically don't shop that for you unless you're having a problem with your carrier. If you have any, you know, problems collecting on your life insurance, it's quite an endeavor to re-enroll all of your employees and give them all a chance to re-enroll. So if you don't have a rate increase or if you don't have any problems, we don't typically try to move that unless you service them.
And you cannot refresh the court on what your policy.
What the policy.
The county pays for a policy for every employee, right?
The county pays for a policy that includes 1.5 times your annual salary for every employee. It has an accidental death and dismemberment clause in it, which says that if you die in an accident, it doubles. Oh, people, I mean, call that double indemnity, but it's actually in your policy written as accidental death and dismemberment. It also pays for $2,000 of life insurance for dependent children and $5,000 for spouses. Okay? That's what the county pays for its employees. The employee then has the opportunity to enroll for 1, 2, or 3 times their annual salary at their own cost, but it is a group rate, so it's considerably less than what you would pay for all that individual cost. Okay? Is that any questions?
Well, very few times do you go and don't have an increase. So.
I was thinking about that on the way here, thinking about
it's not bad.
Nobody's guaranteeing me that my groceries won't go up for the next 2 years or gas won't go up or anything like that, so it's a good deal.
The only other question I'm having is I know our enrollment period for the death insurance is a certain time of year. What is the enrollment period for?
About
tell me that's going to be paid through your record.
And we have a request from Sheriff's Office.